There's pocket air. There's bent spokes. There's Canode Nose. There's all these podcasts now. And get off our shit.
Bent spokes. And get off our shit.
Put some respect on my name.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Different Spokes Podcast. I'm your host with the least, Matt Smith. And I'm here with my new and improved soundboard, new and improved audio equipment, and I'm ready to fucking make mistakes in other places now that I got those things straightened out. What you're seeing right now is a little bit of a screen recording. This is going to be a solo episode. I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about that's not necessarily BMX related, and I need to get it off my chest. Been thinking about it for weeks, been wanting to talk about it, and finally I decided to do it. So this is non-BMX content as a BMXer. It might sit well with some people, might not, but it's just the first episode of this season, season six. It might have sounded a little bleak to some people. I had a bunch of people reach out, made it sound like I was getting desperate and weird, but realistically, everything was fine. It's just realizing where I'm at, and things are really, really good, and better than they have ever been, really. Is exactly where I want it. I don't have to answer to anybody. I just do what I want to. I get to work directly with bike shops. I get to work directly with customers, and seeing people get excited about the stuff I make, there's nothing more rewarding than that. And so let's talk about what kind of issues I had fucking all last year with this audio equipment. So I'm going to move over to this tab on the screen. This is called the AI Micro from Rode Microphones. It's meant to be more so for like your phone or your iPad or something, but you can use this on your computer as well. And if you ask me, it's the cheapest, quickest, fastest way to get introduced into the podcast game, because you can buy cheap microphones. You don't have to buy expensive shit. Because if you're not really sure about getting into podcasting, I think, and you're willing to spend some money, I think that's, this thing is worth it. But my issue was I kept hearing static no matter what I did. And it's kind of hard to have conversations with people when you're hearing like a solid hissing in your left ear no matter what. So, you try and take the headphone off of your head like halfway or whatever, and it's like then you can't hear yourself and the guest as well, so then you can't conversate correctly, and it just completely fucks things up. So after going through every detail of my computer and just banging my head against the wall, I figured it out, I think, and it ended up being just a faulty device. I contacted Rode. I told them what was wrong with it. Excuse me. And they were like, yeah, we'll warranty that for you. No problem. You're within the 2-year warranty. So I warrantied it. I got a new one here and it works so good. I don't know how I got through all this in the past without it. So it works so good. And now I like have other things going on. So I'm not podcasting as much. And it's like, man, this thing is sick. I'm excited to podcast more. So, you know, it's a little bit of a catch, but I'll definitely plan on doing another video, like a video completely about this, explaining all the details and how it works even more so. But, that explains why things have been the way they are. And I wanted to talk about in the season six opener, I talked about, I have all these other interests. And I thought it would be a good idea to make a little podcast about those interests, because I'm dying to talk about them. I got nobody to talk to about them. I don't want to spoil any, no spoilers. I don't want to spoil the alert for anybody. But so this is non-BMX content as a BMXer. And I just recently finished a series of audiobooks. The first one is called Three Body Problem. You might have heard of it. It got turned into a Netflix show. I didn't know what I was going to get into. I bought the first book. I was like, I'll maybe read this, you know? And as soon as I started trying to read it, I realized how dense this thing was. And I decided, oh, I better do this by audio. So I downloaded the audiobook and I was enthralled. This shit is so fucking sick. So, you know, naturally I went to the next one. There's three books in this series. And I'll be honest, my suggestion is, if you're a BMXer like me, you probably don't have a lot of time to just sit there and read. You probably got other things to do. Kids, wife, physical shit, all the above. Fucking house projects, you know. And this book was so fucking cool. And I can't stop thinking about it, because it really sticks with you. The way that the author writes it, it's like Matrix times 1984 times Brave New World times fucking Infinity. It's so fucking sick. What I will say is that the first book is 12 hours long if you listen to it. And it's really good, but the shit really doesn't pop off until the second and third books. I'm trying my hardest not to spoil anything, but so here's the three books in the series: Dark Force and Death's End. So a lot of people you'll hear say Three Body Problem, but really that's just the first book in the series. It's called Remembrance of Earth's Past. And I gotta tell you what, the next two books, the second and third book, are 24 hours each long. It gets off the fucking chain, bro. And in a cool way, where it's not too far fetched. It worked for me. I didn't have to struggle to understand the concepts. There was definitely a lot of technology that they talk about that I clearly don't know about, but I can understand in the use of a sentence, if you will. And I've been, you know, I'm on YouTube all the time listening to shit. So I've heard of like quantum this and quantum that and, you know, everything. I don't even want to misspeak right now. But I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever come across. You know, if you remember how you felt after the first Matrix movie, that's how I feel after completing all three of these books. So I finished listening to them right before... Actually, I was still finishing the third one when the first one hit Netflix. So the Netflix one was done by the people who did Game of Thrones, and we all know how they handled it when they had control of the story. It wasn't quite right. But I gotta say, after completing all three books and then watching the series, so far so good. The pacing was good in the Netflix one. But I gotta say, if the Three Body Problem Netflix series is only 8 episodes, then the second and third books each gotta be like 16 episodes, because it's just that much gnarlier, but so fucking cool. It is, I can't recommend it enough. If you're into technology, if you're into, if things keep going the way they're going, how are they gonna turn out? But also, like, it makes you think seriously about some deep questions. It makes you ask yourself some pretty heavy stuff, but all while entertaining you and with a really compelling story. That's what I have to say about that. So my book suggestion is Three Body Problem, Dark Force, and Death's End. You know, put that shit on while you're mowing the grass. Put that shit on while you're truing your wheel or commuting to work, whatever. I strongly suggest it. I'm dying to talk about the other two books, The Dark Force and Death's End, but I don't know anyone who's consumed those two. So if you finish them and you want to talk about it, because I guarantee you your head's going to fucking pop after consuming it, hit me up. I'd be down to chat about it, because I got nobody to talk to about this shit. There's plenty of YouTube spoilers and explainers. After I finished a book, I went through and watched. There's like this one playlist of all these spoilers, and I went through and listened to it watched them all after I finished a book, just to see if there was anything I was missing, maybe some things that I misinterpreted, or see how other people felt about it, because that's the closest I could get to talking to anybody else about it. And it was really good. So, yeah. That is that for... So that is that for my book suggestion of non-BMX content. And with that said, let's move on to the Instagram poll. So, yeah, we did a little bit of a... I did a little bit of an Instagram poll on the different spokes Instagram about raw frames, raw forks, raw bars. What's your favorite amount of raw? And the results came in. And everybody agreed on just raw frame. No one, I thought for sure raw frame and bars was going to be a thing, but didn't end up being that way. I'll think of some more polls to put on Instagram here soon. I really appreciate people engaging and even following and fucking around with all that stuff. It's kind of fun to separate it out from other things, so that way it's like you don't have to know me from these other things and to enjoy this. But yeah, what else do we got here? I had for movie, so we did book. I had for movie Dune 2. And I really enjoyed it. I fell asleep watching the first Dune the first time I watched it. And then I decided to take a second swing at it. I enjoyed it. And then when I watched Dune 2, it was like right as I'm listening to Three Body Problem books. And I was just like, oh my God, I wish that they could give Three Body Problem this kind of treatment as they did with Dune. It's just so epic. I mean, Three Body Problem makes Dune look simplistic to some degree, honestly. And I'll die on that hill. Dune is sick. I mean, well, here's the other thing. There's a lot more Dune books than I knew about as well. So maybe I should reserve judgment on that. Anyway, I do think Dune 2 was really sick and was worth watching. That was really fun. That's my movie suggestion. And then, yeah. So, moving on, I got something else for you. It's called the All In Podcast. If you haven't heard of it before, it's basically like four billionaires who are rich enough to not have to talk. You know, they're rich enough to shut the fuck up and just make their money. But they insist on having this podcast, which I thoroughly enjoy for the most part. I don't listen to every single one of them, but pretty close to it. And, you know, these are four really smart people, really rich people that have different opinions, you know. And sometimes they argue, sometimes they agree. And it's kind of nice to hear, you know, hot takes on this, that, or the other thing. And sometimes I get information I wouldn't get anywhere else. And I really like the camaraderie of them. You know, they're all willing to bullshit with each other and take jabs at each other without getting too serious, which I think BMX could use a little bit more of. I think if you're an information sponge like me, you would enjoy this podcast. And there'll probably be something in it for you. And if you want something a little bit less serious, I have another podcast suggestion, and it's called Scuffed Realtor. And I found this out through Tim Dillon. Well, how do I explain this? I'm a fan of Tim Dillon. I think he's funny as fuck. And somehow or another, I found this. It was called House Hunting with Tim Dillon. And it just happened to come across my page. And I knew Tim Dillon's always ranting and raving about this house or that house. So I decided to click on it, and it is...
Fight on the beach. That's not exactly the experience a lot of people want.
This isn't my jam.
There we go. So it's one of my favorite shows to watch because you got this guy on the left here. I think his name's Nick. And
gang shoot each other.
And he just like will just roast houses. People send in houses, and he'll tell them what's wrong with them, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what's worth buying, what's not worth buying, is the neighborhood good, is it not, all kinds of shit like that. And I feel like I've learned a lot about home ownership through this, because, you know, we own a house, we're going through shit, we're fixing stuff up, we're looking at things and trying to figure out the best decisions to make. And this guy is so fucking funny, the way he will roast people and make fun of their houses. And sometimes he's like, he's looking at a house and he's like, oh, that's a so-and-so chair, and he knows what it is. He'll call it out. He'll be like, oh, these doors are whatchamacallits. And, you know, he'll Google it right in front of you, and you'll see that he was right, first of all. His guess was right, and that it's some expensive-ass shit. You never know. Like, he said that his dad bought a house, or wanted to buy a house, for $250K back in the day, and they couldn't because he didn't have enough money. And later on, the house got bought, and a chandelier, a single chandelier in that house, sold for like $125K. Because there's just like random, epic, really nice stuff all around the world, or all around the country. And it just, it's one of the funniest things I've come across on the internet, to be honest. That's productive, you know? You get to learn a lot about housing, how to think about, you know, where you want to live, how you want to do things, all that kind of shit. So, Scuffed Realtor is my suggestion for YouTube/podcast. Comes on like once or twice a week. It's for like 2-3 hours. It's hilarious. You know, you definitely have to watch it. It's not one of those ones where you can like just listen. I mean, you could, and just pop your head in when he talks about something you really want to see. You could always do that. But for the most part, I would like to watch. I like to watch these as they go. It's a good thing to work out and watch. Get you excited. But, yeah. So, yeah, that I think that's about it. I suggested a podcast, suggested a movie, suggested a book, a YouTube video/podcast, and the poll, all under 20 minutes. That was pretty good. So yeah, this shit got crazy because I have to like open up my programs to record podcasting in like a sequential order, or shit gets fucked up. Like my soundboard won't work if I open up other things before it.
Bruh.
Crazy shit, man. I don't know. It's just, the world is in disarray. I don't know how all this technology works.
The globalists don't want your favorite biker to have his own signature shoe.
But I do know that I got my shit squared away for now. I'm ready to fail in other ways. I think I just fucked up. I just recorded a podcast last week, and I think I fucked it up because I added a different video source. Usually we're just watching YouTube videos, but I was watching it from QuickTime. And when I added the source of QuickTime to my OBS, which is what you use to put all these audio inputs and video inputs together, it put the audio of the whole of the QuickTime player across every audio I had. I don't know why it defaults to that. That sounds like just the most terrible thing. Why would you even default to that? That's just stupid as fuck. So I got other things to address now. I got a house to work on. So I'm going to get going, but I'm going to leave you with one last little note, and then we'll head on out.
The push for sprocket bolts was an inside job.
I'll see you guys next week. If you want to hear more of this non-BMX content, I could do this every week easily. And thank you for listening. I really appreciate it, and it means a lot to me that people fuck with this stuff. So take care. Have a good week. I'll talk to you again soon.